You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening.
So perhaps allowing sounds to help us feel a sense of space. That whole volume of space that we can hear. That whole volume of substance, of air that we can feel. As if maybe allowing the mind to feel as big as the sounds. That wide and tall. And that and that inward. But letting attention be really almost so relaxed, almost asleep, not getting up to get the sounds, but allowing sounds to travel through that this wide space. While allowing or suggesting to our bodies again relaxation softening release the face eyes maybe resting back. The eyeballs resting towards the back. Almost as if the whole body is laundry hanging. And maybe especially the chest allowed to soften back and down. The eyes and the chest softening back and down. So maybe, as if within this wide space, the soundscape a loosening in the body and mind, eyes and chest, forehead and mouth, shoulders melting. Back and down, as if towards resting, towards the lower belly. Towards the lower back. The defense and presentation softening, coming down, sound traveling through space, through air. And if you like, maybe the whole body or the whole pelvic bowl. Lower belly, hips. Buttocks, upper leg. Bowl. So maybe the whole body, maybe the lower body. If you like, leaving open a chance to maybe sense that these are cells. And the wateriness of all these cells. The roundness. Coordination, living together of all these cells. And so we may feel sweeping through the body, the breath. Pulling and compressing, massaging, releasing, feeding, cleaning, giving and receiving of the breathing. Whatever movements you feel. In the cells. In the whole body or in the pelvic bowl or wherever you like, the hands. And can we not push? and we let it be given. Whole and as it is, not how we think it should be or whatever. And maybe especially in the pauses between in-breath, out-breath, out-breath, in-breath, we could maybe feel the pulsing of the heart's blood flow, of the blood being moved through the body. Loosening and allowing life, these two kinds of rhythms of breathing air in and out and coursing blood from the core to the edges and back. The heartbeat pulsing. And just feeling how tuning into this maybe more watery, cellular sense of body, being breathed and pulsed with life. And maybe we can feel when there's a shift towards trying to be able to describe or remember the commentary in the mind, sort of the nervous system coming on and trying to record or watch, and then coming into the cells again. And as cellular life, the movements of breathing, the movements of the blood coursing through. Maybe how when we think about it, it feels like a lot to juggle. And when we're in it, it has its gracefulness of overlapping rhythms. How maybe when we're in it, we are whole, it is whole. And when we're watching it, it is scattered or broken, disjointed. And interesting to feel both of those modes, different kinds of noticing. But maybe kind of sliding more towards receiving as cell, being in it, if and when possible, if you like. Maybe we can even feel some other kind of cellular movements, cellular breathing, the cells themselves opening to receive and letting go of what they don't need, allowing inflow and outflow. Just wide and relaxed and allowing life. To have its symphony of movement. Maybe resting back and down. Doing little. That little opening. And when there's the noticing that the mind is caught up in a sort of bubble of thinking, remembering, planning, figuring out, describing, imagining, whatever, we can feel how the noticing of that bubble is almost like a string on a balloon. And we can kind of hang out more with that, the fact that there's a noticing of thinking. And the noticing is not in the bubble. The noticing is some other part of the mind. That can maybe just say, movie. Or past. Or worry. Or blame, without any worry or blame, just noticing, worry and blame. A red balloon, a green balloon. and cellular life in the basin of the body. And how the cells and the rhythms of the body are sensitive to what thinking does and what emotion does and what the mind state is. And also kind of sinking in and spreading out in the sense of the cells of the body living themselves, creating themselves, coordinating themselves. Also affects the thinking, the emotion, the mind state, the energy level. And maybe today we can notice sometimes when there's a really maybe strong or harsh or pinching kind of thought or repeating thought. We can start to notice how often the more force the thought has, the more likely that it's doing the opposite of what it's saying. So the thought, I don't want to miss out on life, is escaping from that life in that moment. The thought, I want to improve myself, is practicing not enoughness and worry. I want to get ahead is going away from our path. So it's acting one way and saying another way. And we can just catch ourselves and feel that shape in the body, that taste in the mind, and come back into the cellular life. Just allowing these harsh patterns of thinking, believing that are so charged sometimes and so sneaky, so everywhere. Just a touch, being touched by just consciousness. Is what helps. Unarmed consciousness, being allowed to be touched by unarmed consciousness. When we go all armed to fix it, we usually are in the immediate and for the long term, we're usually causing harm. So resting back into the good intention. But disarming. And just letting life, letting consciousness touch through just simply noticing as not good, not bad, not right, not wrong, this pinching thought, this venomous thought, this charged belief that maybe I'm not enough, something's wrong with me, something's wrong with life, or whatever. Gotta hurry. this has been going on too long, or whatever kind of story. And maybe just we can taste what story tastes like, how it feels, what it says, what direction it wants to go. And then again, drop, melt, slip out of that trap or prison. Feeling that cellular life is affected, but also doesn't need the story. The living can continue without that. And the sort of healing force of life can flow much better. More often with less story. And sometimes we can feel at the root of the story or the charged belief that I'm not good enough or whatever. I've got to get it right, or I've got to be better. Or I am the worst or whatever. Sometimes we may be invited in to feel the pain at the root of that and just let life touch. Let consciousness or life be in the same room, be a breeze that touches that pain, vulnerability, for maybe half a second or so, usually, and then we're kicked out. So sometimes that can happen, not as a project, but can be allowed to happen. And then cellular life, living gracefully, musically, and maybe sometimes there may be a need to feel for our soft spot towards life, where we are more open. Not just trying to be a steely meditator, but allowing our soft spot towards life to turn towards life. That could be sometimes through allowing that magic of sense, the richness of sense perception, the richness of color, sound, touch, texture, taste, and smell. Sometimes it could be through just the cellular living. Dropping again and again out of the description mind into the living. Or it could be through some of the practices we did yesterday, including feeling for that deepest sense of what's important, essential, precious, most delightful. Those are different ways of feeling for the soft spot. or what is joyful? What is a more light-hearted way of being in this life? A more light-hearted way of tuning into the cellular life just now, in the pelvic bowl, for example. So at the same time, allowing things to be just very simple life, but also with that fluidity that it's your creative way that suits you. Maybe not your preference or habit, but the childlike soft spot that's already open. That makes it easiest to feel aliveness just now, beyond thought. And what we'll keep bumping into is an attitude that comes in without our willing or wishing, an attitude of defense, being against, or an attitude of, maybe I can use that because I'm so small and poor, I need to use something to survive. Or where something may need attention, but we're blind. We can't feel it. We're just aware of maybe a numbness or a confusion. And sometimes just still hanging out, feeling that, as we've done before. We come awake. To what had been ignored all along. And then the freshness, so that sense of, for the first time, you see red. For the first time, there's lightness that we don't need to keep or use. Just as it is for itself. As if for the first time, a sense of something uneasy, but maybe we don't need to be against anything. Cellular living as it is. And not sort of crimping, limiting our openness just to the biological living. Or just to the sense perception world. But obviously all of that we can sense, that seems to come out of nowhere, we can include the nowhere, the what's more than what we can know through thinking or sensing. And still so just simple, just now, just you, in a way that fits you. Softening chest, sensual breathing, cellular living. All the cells of the body, just cells, brain cell, bone cell, skin cell, just cells. the cellular life resting somehow on or within with some other meaning for the word life, something maybe bigger. The form resting somehow on, with, or in, formless. The form's not blocking what's beyond form. Which can feel like gratitude, appreciation, flow, quietness. Awe. Space and not needing to be special. Not being special.